So I think it's time you got to know me a little better. You might discover there's rather more to me than meets the eye.
We all stuck together, and even when things were really, really difficult, we just sort of managed to find a spirit that kept us going, and I often look back with great affection at that time.
I've been staring at you from across the room, and can I just say, I just love your cologne. I'm picking up lavender and sandalwood, and I'm guessing between $2 and $4 billion.
Oh, and then I was on holiday on Côte d'Azur, and I fell in love with this beautiful man. But then, in the end, I let him go because he was, how you say in English, stupid.
Right, if you don't mind, Mrs. Pargiter, I'll be on my way. I've cleaned the pianoforte, polished all the pans, mopped the scullery floor, done the ironing, made a cockaleeky soup, and had a word with Brenda about that business with the laundry boy.
I mean, it's one thing after another. The latest was she'd got pleurisy. It turns out she's allergic to those cats, and, well, with 25 of them, I'm not surprised.
You might as well come inside, otherwise you'll come to a very sticky end.
Comes up to me, he says, "What's the time by your clock?" I told him, all right, clear off out of it before I call a copper.
Oh, he was just such a sweetheart, and, you know, he had the most adorable brown eyes, all sort of large and mournful, like a sort of great big Labrador. You know, I'm just putty in their hands if they've got brown eyes.
And she said she didn't know I'd be wearing mine. I said, "What do you mean, Delith? You were there zipping me into it. Or perhaps you'd had too many rum punches to remember."
It's all been marvellously entertaining. However, if you'll excuse me, I do have an important piece of business to attend to.